immigrants arriving here, they're not as well protected. They don't know how to move in our culture and our society. They're not assimilated. They tend to group in small enclaves.
Inside the House Judiciary Committee Thursday, Jonesboro Representative Brant Smith's House Bill 1041 dominated the agenda. This is an act to, quote, declare American laws for American courts. There's no mention of Sharia or Islamic law, and that's the point North Little Rock Representative Doug House wanted to make. Here he is speaking to Hashim Ghori of the Islamic Center of Little Rock.
Marhaba. Welcome to your capital. Please inform the Islamic Center that there is no mention of Sharia in this bill that we're discussing.
Ghori was there to talk about Sharia law.
Sharia mandates that Muslims respect the law of the land.
No Muslim, he said, would expect Islamic law to hold sway in American courts.
Muslim Americans are subject to the same laws and constitution as any other American, as any one of you.
So he asked, what is the purpose of the law? Is it judicial? Is it criminal? And listen to House's answer.
What is that you are really after? We need to know.
Brant Smith was joined by retired Marine Corps Colonel Paul Deckert of the Center for Security Policy, a conservative think tank in Washington. Neither men could name an instance of foreign law coming to bear on a court case here in Arkansas. Republican State Representative Carol Dalby used to be an Arkansas judge. She and every other judge take an oath to uphold American law, so her question to Smith and Deckert was,
can you cite any member of our judiciary who has not done that?
I cannot.
Absolutely not.
And here she is arguing jurisdiction.
It appears to me that this is a federal jurisdiction or a federal court question as opposed to what happens in Arkansas with our Arkansas judges, Arkansas courts applying Arkansas law. Would you agree with me on that?
I don't think I can agree with that fully.
Eight speakers followed Dalby, all opposed to the bill, though not all on the grounds that it impugned Muslims. Little Rock lawyer Graham Catlett said it could potentially impede small and medium-sized Arkansas exporters.
Right now, many companies don't enter into written contracts when they export, and so they automatically fall under the law of a United Nations Sale on Goods Treaty. So if this law were enacted, payments due under those agreements might not be enforceable in Arkansas, which would be a terrible result.
Two representatives, Bob Ballinger of Hinesville and Charles Blake of Little Rock, both spoke up to say that in their reading of it, this bill seems to affect just about nothing. Blake, the Democrat, meant it as a criticism. Ballinger, the Republican, said he hopes it never will come to matter. Then he voted for it.
You know, we have a Supreme Court justice who's out there saying we should look more towards foreign laws than the U.S. Constitution. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is open, and she's a sweet person, was great friends with Scalia, not an evil person, but her view is we ought to look more at foreign laws than U.S. Constitution.
With discussion finally over, here's how it went down.
We have a motion to pass. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
The ayes have it.
The bill now goes before the full House, where it may get the same impassioned consideration. From the Capitol, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.